And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. You would think it's a slow news day, wouldn't you? Well, you'd be wrong if you thought it was a slow news day. Reports just came in at Facebook paid no income tax last year. Now, for about a year, 2 years, I've been alerting America to the fact that General Electric pays no income taxes on over $5 billion in income. But they're not the worst of the corporate income tax avoiders. As you know, GE owns MSNBC and NBC. They visit the White House. Jeffrey Immelt, as you well know, is the head of the Jobs Council. How'd that work out for America? Zero income tax because he's a friend of the golfer in the White House. Now it turns out that Zuckerberg's Facebook did not pay a dime in federal estate income tax last year. But wait, it gets worse. But will actually receive tax refunds of $429 million, according to a new report. How is that profit? How is that possible? You see, Facebook made a pre-tax profit of $1.06 billion last year, but it had a special tax break given to him by Obama. The tax deductibility of executive stock options, says the report from the Citizens for Tax Justice, is what did it. That reduced Facebook's federal and state income taxes by $1.03 billion last year. But it's carrying forward another $2-plus billion in additional tax option tax breaks for use in future years. In other words, Zuckerberg invited to the White House, zero income tax for his company Facebook. General Electric in the White House, zero income tax on income. Boeing, zero income tax. Goldman Sachs, zero income tax. I pointed a lot of this out in one of my books. You paid no attention because it didn't come from a left winger. Well, I got good news for you. Now it's coming from a left winger named Bernie Sanders, socialist from Vermont, who is highlighting the issue. Bernie Sanders has compiled a list of the worst corporate income tax avoiders, including the names I have just mentioned. Mark it down. Facebook earned over $1 billion, pre-tax profit of $1 billion, paid zero in state taxes or federal taxes. How's that for their fair share? The golfer, meanwhile, Obama, has booked the world's top golf pro on his vacation in Florida, and he will be paying him $1,000 an hour. According to Golf Digest, the golf pro that the president has hired for his vacation has an hourly rate of $1,000 an hour. How's that for the 99%? How about the Heinz stock sale? Isn't it odd that Heinz sold itself to Warren Buffett, a good friend of the president? And apparently the SEC is a little concerned, and they issue today an emergency court order freezing assets in a Swiss-based trading account that was used to generate more than $1.7 million in highly suspicious trading just before the surprise acquisition deal for food giant H.J. Heinz. They're trying to find out who stole the inside information, who's making that kind of money. On a more personal note, North Korea told China that they're getting ready for a fresh nuclear test. The president is golfing. The first lady is skiing. This is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. There are many other news stories which I'm going to talk about, but it's Open Mic to Mike Friday. Any of these topics attract your attention, you want to elucidate more or ask more, or if you have other topics from the week, 855-400-7282 is the phone number. The best story I have saved for now. This is the best news of the day. We often hear bad news. We lose one case after another against the slime called the left wing. Well, today there was a big victory. The worst of the slime is the ACLU. As far as I am concerned, the ACLU are subversives. They should be arrested for subversion. If it was up to me, I'd deport them and seize their assets. The ACLU, the most anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-police, anti-military organization, they've done more damage to this country than all of the organized criminal families in the history of America. All of the foreign enemies in the last 20 years have not done as much damage as the ACLU in terms of the social fabric of this country. Well, count one for the good guys. They just lost the Ten Commandments case in Florida. A six-year legal battle against a Dixie County, Florida, was just lost by the superb individuals with law degrees in the ACLU. You see, the superb individuals in the Anti-Christian Liberties Union sued Dixie County, Florida, after they allowed a private citizen to put up a six-ton monument to the Ten Commandments atop the steps of the courthouse. Apparently, that was a shock to those who would like to see children having sex at 12. So a 75-year-old unnamed North Carolina man, who happens to be an ACLU fellow traveler, objected to the monument. And as you well know, America must kowtow to every minority and every pervert in America. The people themselves have no rights to anything. It's only the minorities who have a right and the perverts who have a right to, let us say, justice in the courts. So this unnamed 75-year-old North Carolina man who was offended by the Ten Commandments objected to the monument, and they sued the county of Dixie in Florida. Well, a group called Liberty Council, you probably never heard of them, I didn't, represented the county and challenged the corrupt, evil ACLU standing to bring a lawsuit on behalf of a member who doesn't even live in the county. Well, it took 6 years, and Senior District Judge Maurice Paul, God bless him, threw the case out after the ACLU admitted that their client did not plan to buy property in Dixie County and therefore lacked standing to sue. In addition to throwing the case out, the corrupt, evil, anti-American ACLU will be responsible for several thousand dollars in court cases, which is chicken feed to the secret hands that run the ACLU. We're having the lawyer who fought them on the show at the bottom of the hour because we need to show you that there are heroes out there fighting the good fight. Talking about villains, George Soros is said to have made $1 billion since November betting against the yen. George Soros, a good friend of everything that hates America, in my estimation, made almost $1 billion since November from bets that the yen would tumble, according to a person close to the secretive billionaire's $24 billion family office. Well, I'll give you the rest of the story in a while. I've given you enough to chew on. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. Let's go to the top of michaelsavage.com for all of the rest of the stories I've not yet gotten to. See, it's never a slow news day in the Savage Nation. An ex-mayor of San Diego lost $1 billion in gambling. Now, how could she lose $1 billion if she didn't have it? Well, she's a Democrat. That's number one. And she gambled away on video poker over $1 billion. Well, where'd the money come from? Well, you see, she was mayor. She was also the chairwoman of a superb foundation, and therefore she had lots of money. She had an unlimited credit card, as it was. She took $2.1 million from her late husband's charitable foundation during a decade-long gambling spree in which she won and lost more than $1 billion. But hold on. Hold on now. Her attorney, seen smiling as they left the court, has gotten her off the hook, claiming that she was a selfless public official who simply had a brain tumor and couldn't control herself. That's the story. That's America. That's why America just loves lawyers and Democrats. Incidentally, in the story, ex-mayor's $1 billion gambling woe stunned San Diego by the Associated Pukes. There is no mention of her being a Democrat. Did you notice that? Misappropriated millions. Former mayor gambles away fortune, then starts stealing. No mention that she was a Democrat. It's open mic to Mike Friday, 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week, fun, and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Cares of O traffic, Upper Deck Bay Bridge, cantilever section. It's a stalled car. Second lane from the left, or from the right. We've got heavy traffic northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck. Still slow top of the bay, eastbound 37, Petaluma River Bridge to 121. Getting out of town, eastbound 80. Getting better, but still slow from 680 to North Texas. Some more slow traffic in Dixon and Davis. And northbound 680, still slow over the Sunol Grade, 237 to Andrade. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
They say every car on the road is a used car, which means every car at the curb or in the garage is an unused car, and a lot of times it's an unwanted car, too. If you have one of those, then why not donate it to the Cancer Fund of America? Just call 800-321-3023, where live operators are available 7 days a week. We'll pick up your car, running or not in most cases, and do all the DMV and smog paperwork. Of course, you're eligible for a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your car is going to help support the Cancer Fund. All you have to do is call that phone number, 800-321-3023, to set the wheels in motion. Literally. We take cars, trucks, vans, boats, RVs. Listen, if it used to carry you around and it doesn't need oats, call the number, 800-321-3023. The Cancer Fund of America needs you, and there are thousands of people who need the Cancer Fund of America. So call today, 800-321-3023. Thanks.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown-up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just drop our prices. Oh, no. We hurl them toward the ground forcefully. It's our Advance Full Throttle Savings. Right now at Advance, step up to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Oil. A 5-plus quart jug and a filter is just $21.99. Give your engine the protection of high mileage oil for the price of conventional. Just $21.99. Better oil, lower price. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
I'm on the go. Work calls and I'm off. This city today, that city tomorrow, I make sure business gets done. And wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here, and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free iHeartRadio app. Over 1,500 ready-to-play local stations on your iPod, iPhone, Android, or other mobile device. iHeartRadio.com.
And I can listen on vacation, too. I'll have another one of those blue drinks, please.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. I've given you 12 stories, and you can call me at 855-400-7282 and join the conversation. Here in San Francisco, two men were tied up and attacked with hatchets. You heard me. A home invasion by men wielding hatchets, tied up, They won't identify the attackers, of course, because they don't look like Timothy McVeigh. Most likely they were nuns who did the attacking, or Orthodox rabbis in black outfits. You could be sure of that, or else they would have showed them, as you well know. But the cards, those people with a sense of humor, said, oh, there was a hatchet attack in the Noe Valley. And they wrote things such as, if it was not for the NHA, the National Hatchets Association, and their ilk, this wouldn't have happened. Another one wrote, ban those assault hatchets right now. You know, now we have to arm everyone with a hatchet. Another one wrote, sounds like a hatchet job to me. Another one wrote, was it a legal hatchet or an assault hatchet? Mm-hmm. Another one wrote, that's why I keep an AR-15 and an M9 close by. 2 seconds to load the magazine, 2 seconds to affix the M9, and if the 556 rounds don't stop the attackers, the M9 being plunged into the attacker's thoracic cavity will. Well, let's hope that Senator Feinstein doesn't ban hatchets, because then all those Boy Scouts who have little hatchets in the woods will have to bury them in the woods, along with their daddy's assault rifles. You may say this is not a joking offense. Well, it's not a joking offense, but I'll tell you what the joke is. The joke is the newspaper that won't identify the perps, and the joke is the idiot politicians who are obviously out of their minds, who don't understand that if these two men had guns, the three men with hatchets would be dead, and they wouldn't have been tied up and axed. But look, don't call me on that one. I mean, there's nothing here nor there. Some interesting things happened to me today. I was washing my car today. Remember I told you I backed into one car, ruining two of my cars at once, and then lurched forward and hit the tire of another car of mine. So I was trying to get the rubber off the magnesium wheel of the third car. When a friend of mine came by to talk about various things, we started talking about families and vacations and reunions. So my friend Dan told me a story about his family reunions always went like this. You see, Dan is half Korean, half Irish. Half Korean, half Irish. He said, going to these reunion dinners were always uncomfortable. My mother is Korean, and my dad's side of the family are all Irish, Catholics. He said, every time we go to visit the family, they would always speak extra loud and slow to my mother. I started to laugh, asking things like, we are having roast beef and potatoes tonight. Is there anything we can make for you? And what do your people eat this time of year? Well, I started to laugh hysterically. He has such a good sense of humor, this friend of mine. So Dan said, looking back, these comments were very uncomfortable, but it happened every year like clockwork. Every year like clockwork, because he had a Korean mother and an Irish father. When the Korean mother would come to the dinners that the family had, who were mainly Irish, they would talk extra loud and slow and ask those inane, pandering questions. What do your people eat this time of year? That kind of thing. And it made me think of times in my own family where someone was set aside or almost looked down on for being a different race or even religion, even though they were all part of the same family. And then it made me think about this. This can't be that different from what goes on all over the country. Callers, give me a call and tell us your story. What have you gone through being a part of a mixed race or mixed religious family? Let's say you're all Christian and one of the family members is Jewish. How do they talk to the Jewish member of the family around the dinner table at holidays? Or let's reverse it. Your family is all Jewish except for one Christian. How do they talk to the Christian at dinner? Or just keep mixing and matching. Has this experience brought you closer together? Have you learned anything from your experiences? I mean, I think it's hysterical, by the way, this pandering to the outsider. You want to comment on that for a little fun tonight? 855-400-7282, toll free from anywhere in America. Yeah. Michael on WABC on the Ten Commandments call. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
God bless you, Michael, for standing for morality and decency in America. We need the Ten Commandments. We need prayer in the schools. We need an end to abortion. And
yes.
These are things that the family...
And I'll add something else to the mix. Pornography must be banned in America. Do you know that Iceland, of all nations, Iceland will be the first nation in the West to try to ban pornography from the nation of Iceland, because it's destroying the families in that country. And so I think that we need a real conversation by those in Congress to ban pornography and turn this country back to families and take it out of the hands of the deviants and pornographers.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. That's all. That's all. Donald, we'll get to you in a minute. WFDM in Indiana. Chuck, you're next up in the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. You know, I'm a working stiff, and it's kind of hard to go on vacation. And when I see Obama here and Mrs. Obama there spending millions and millions of our taxpayers' dollars, it upsets me a little bit.
Well, it shouldn't upset you. It's nice to be king, and Democrats are judged by a different standard. They talk about tightening the belt. He runs off to golf in Florida. She's running off to ski in Aspen with the girls. Two Air Force planes, two contingencies of Secret Service. But that's just the beginning. They're lovely young ladies, the children of the Obamas, aren't they? Well, soon they'll be out on their own. And won't they need their own space? Isn't that the liberal way to give children their own space? And what if they want to go, let us say, to Switzerland on a ski vacation? Should we deny them that? That would mean we need Air Force 3 for the daughters and another contingency of security and cars and tanks and backup teams. But they deserve it. The reason they deserve it is because they're different than you and I. And as you well know, he's judged by a different standard by the stenographers and the media. So you shouldn't see it through the eyes of a normal presidency. He's different than everyone. He's entitled to these special perks, don't you think?
Sure.
Right. Sure, I do. Andrew, WABC, how's it with you on the intermarriage deal? What's the two marriages in your family?
Well, I'm not that religious, but I would describe myself as Christian, and my wife is Buddhist. And unbeknownst to me, I dismantled one of the little shrines. Because, like, I know you've been to Thailand, where you almost died from food poisoning.
Yes.
But they have these little shrines all over the place. And one was just a picture, and it had a soda and bananas or something, and I thought...
I'm sorry. I wasn't laughing. I was sneezing just now. What, so you thought it was old food and threw it out? And she got mad because you really upset her shrine?
Yeah, they didn't understand.
Oh, how insensitive of you. Well, the ACLU could sue you to reestablish bananas and soda in the shrine, as long as it is in a cross.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. A police SWAT team is outside a North Oakland apartment building where an armed suspect is barricaded. He's wanted in connection with a shooting earlier today near West MacArthur Boulevard and Broadway. Authorities say fugitive former cop Christopher Dorner died of a single gunshot wound to the head as authorities were firing tear gas into the cabin during the deadly gun battle. Officials say it appears the wound was self-inflicted. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 880 after Stevens Creek have a crash. Right lane is blocked there. Traffic backed up onto Highway 17. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge before Treasure Island. A crash looks like it's been moved off to the right shoulder. Do have slow traffic northbound 680 because of a problem at Andrade, still bumper to bumper from Mission Boulevard over the grade. Still slow northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck, and it's still slow on the Nimitz northbound 880 in stretches from Milpitas to 238. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
Brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers. Save big during Toyota's President's Day sales event with the best deals of the year. Now, with approved credit, get 0% APR financing on 10 Toyotas like Camry, Camry Hybrid, Corolla, Sienna, and more. Toyota's President's Day sale event ends February 18th.
Homeowners, rates continue to drop and are at all-time lows. If you refinanced your mortgage within the last 18 months, you need to call Flagship Lenders now. We may be able to get you into a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Flagship Lenders now to lock in a low fixed rate with 0 points or fees. And the best part is that you still may qualify for a lower rate even if you're underwater, because we offer the hard-to-find HARP 2.0 program. Call Flagship Lenders now at 800-266-6475. That's 800-266-6475. 800-266-6475. God Mortgage, DBA, Flagship Lenders. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. California Department of Corporation's Finance Lenders License Number 603-A922 and MLS Number 245420.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown-up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Sean Hannity.
It's like a beautiful flower that'll emerge. You'll have an aha moment, and you'll realize how naive you have been over the years as a liberal.
Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thirsty Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie, and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
He's met with scores of actors and singers.
Everybody sings Neil Diamond songs, no matter how many drinks they've had.
How many coal miners has Obama met with?
Mark Levin.
How many construction workers?
Weekdays at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. So we're going to get back to the mixed race, mixed religion, family reunion stories in a moment. But we're going to be going now to the man who beat the ACLU. This is such a victory. It sounds like a small victory. And in some ways it is. In other ways, it's a giant victory. This is the first time anyone has defended a Ten Commandments monument and won. And the lawyer who did it is here with us now. Harry Mihet. Welcome to the Savage Nation, Harry. Good job. How'd you do it after 6 years, Harry?
It's great to be with you on this great day, Michael. And this is a great victory for the citizens of Dixie County and for our Constitution. We had God on our side and the Constitution on our side, and we prevailed.
Harry, I see that you are a top-flight lawyer. You graduated magna cum laude from Duke University School of Law. You spent the first 6 years of your legal career working for two of the largest law firms in the country. And now you joined Liberty Counsel in September of 08 after sensing God's call to defend our most cherished freedoms. And here you have done it. I mean, you've answered God's call. That's what you did, Harry.
You know, Michael, I grew up in communist Romania under a regime that was determined to evict God out of society. And when I saw that happening now in the land of the free, which I love so much, I couldn't sit idly by. And I'm so fortunate to be able to join my great colleagues at Liberty Counsel, and we are in the front rows of this fight. And God has given us great favor and great success against these bullies from the ACLU and their cohorts.
How did you beat them? I mean, obviously you beat them on the law, and it took a lot of legal work. 6 years cost you a lot of money. So before we go on, I want the listeners who love what you did to support you. How do they reach your organization and send some money in plain English?
I invite your listeners to visit us online at lc.org. That's lc.org. Michael, we don't charge one penny the work that we do, and so we rely on people who believe in the Constitution and who believe in us, and we would invite anyone.
Harry, who is Liberty Council, lc.org? Who is that group? What's the origins of the Liberty Council? Where are you from originally?
It was founded in 1989 by Matt and Anita Staver. We are a policy, education, and litigation firm committed to reclaiming our country and our culture one case at a time, Michael. And we fight for religious freedom, for the sanctity of human life, and for the traditional family in courtrooms all across this nation.
Harry, I'm going to send you a donation personally from my family, because it's only through the courts that we're going to save this country one case at a time. There is absolutely no reason in the world that a Ten Commandments monument would offend anyone unless they are themselves of the type that America hates. The fact of the matter is, if you're religious, you believe in the Ten Commandments, you're probably a much better person than someone who hates the Ten Commandments. That's been my experience. Can anyone explain to me what's wrong with thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that? What's the offense in that, Harry?
There is no offense whatsoever unless you are of the persuasion that God has no place in the public square. And again,
how did that work out for the Soviet Union, God being thrown out of the public square? That worked out real well, didn't it?
It didn't. And, you know, as someone who grew up in the communist regime and who saw people like my father go to jail for doing nothing more than preaching the word of God, it's not a very happy place, and I would hate to see that come to this great nation.
LC.org is the name of your group, LC.org. You're a senior litigation counsel with Liberty Counsel, Harry Mehet. I'm sorry, Mehet. Harry, I had to have you on the show because this is the first victory against the ACLU that I have seen in many, many years. I want to congratulate you and encourage my listeners to send a donation. It's all I can do, Harry. It's LC.org.
We appreciate it.
Harry, thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you very much. Great promise. Now let's go back to the fun stuff on the Savage Nation. I know many of you wanted to get right to the fun stuff, but I told you the funny story of my friend who was half Korean and half Irish, his mom being Korean and everyone else being Irish. And every time they would go to visit the family, the Irish would look at her and say to her in very loud and slow tones, "We are having roast beef and potatoes for dinner. Is there anything special we can make for you?" And to make matters worse, to his poor mother, they would say, "And what do your people eat this time of year?" Well, I was washing the wheel of my car. I started to laugh hysterically because it struck me as a universal situation, especially in America today, where there are so many intermarriages between religions. And I thought it would be interesting to ask you to call the show at 855-400-7282 with your story, okay? So let's go for it. You ready? In Washington, D.C., David on WMAL, what's your race family dinner story?
My mother was Jewish. She looked a lot like Olivia de Havilland. My father was French Roman Catholic. He was high-ranking in the Army, connected to the Central Intelligence Agency. It was interesting, being raised, my mom agreed at the first element of marriage that she would raise the kids as Christian. So I was raised under the auspice of being only Christian. I ended up with strong belief systems inculcating a love for the Israeli state and the Jewish people and their customs, as well as the Christians. And it came into handy throughout my life. I'm 68, almost 69, because I turned out looking similar to what the Nazis would call Aryan. I was able to infiltrate hate groups, and I did it as a kind of a hobby. and passed on the information to save lives of my Jewish compatriots throughout much of my life, because I could blend in and fed the information back to the FBI. And
well, I'm glad you were able to infiltrate these hate groups. That's wonderful. If only we had more infiltration of the left-wing hate groups in America, it would be a safer country, I would believe. So you were able to use your mixed heritage to the advantage of all of America, in essence. Well, David, that's a wonderful story, and I thank you for sharing it with us on the Savage Nation. Let's go to Palm Coast, Florida. Michael, what's your ethnic mix story, or your mixed ethnicity story?
Hey, Michael, thank you for taking my call. Well, I come from an Italian background. My father's born in Sicily, and my mom's half Irish and half Italian. So when we would all get together for holidays, whatever, dinners, I have my Irish aunt. And any time she would speak to my Sicilian grandma, she would just add an A on the end of everything. So it would be, do you want a pancake? Do you want a pizza? Anything had an A on the end of it.
Why would she do that? She thought that, you mean, she'd understand English better if it had a sound like it was Italian?
Well, she spoke no English, so she thought her way of speaking Sicilian, I guess, was to put an A on the end of everything.
Oh, I see what you mean. In other words, but she continued to speak in English, but she just put an A on the English words.
Yes, and she knew, the only word she probably knew in Italian was ciao. She might have put an A on the end of that if she could.
It sounds like a funny relationship. I mean, there was no such, you know, the story I told was of my friend who's half Korean, half Irish, where they literally sort of pandered to the mother in reverse by saying to her, what can your people eat, that type of thing. But you didn't have that in your family situation, right?
No, not. Well, we just say pasta every day. There was no choice. I mean, there was pasta.
Well, since a potato has an O on the end of it, and pasta has an A on the end of it, how would your Irish relative express the word potato to your Sicilian relative? Potato-a?
Probably potato-a.
Well, if there was a Jewish relative, it would have been a potato latke, I guess.
There you go.
All right, Michael, thanks for being a good sport. 855-400-728. Look, we can go light or heavy tonight on the show. If you'd like to talk about, you know, these race stories are very interesting. We need to let some air out of that balloon. It's a little too full of air right now in America. And with so many intermarriages in this country, I think it's a very important topic to kind of put a little lightness on the subject. So if you'd like to do so, fine. Or if you want to go to the heavy stories of the week, it's open mic to Mike Friday. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Bill on KSFO in San Francisco. What's your story? Go ahead, please. Bill. Bill. Okay. Bill was probably enjoying the sake right now. In Boca, Florida, Tim, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted to let you know of a very memorable time in my life, and my grandmother was dating a Jewish man for over 30 years, and they were forbidden to marry because he was Jewish, and unfortunately, when he passed away, my brother and I, both Christians, went to his, it's not a wake, it's a Shevitz, and
you mean where they're sitting Shiva for 10 days in his memory?
Exactly, and they had quite a spread set up with food.
Well, that sounds very Irish, the food part of it.
Well, there was a lot of food there, and it was all different kinds of food, all Jewish food, and I didn't know. I ended up getting a big, giant plate of what I thought was the absolute best sweet and sour pork I ever had in my life.
But what was it?
I see my grandmother sitting over in the corner, and I go over to console her, and she's like, how do you like the food? And I said, oh, it was great. And I said, that was the best sweet and sour pork I had in my life.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, sweetheart, these people are Jewish. They don't eat pork. I go, well, what was it? And she said, it was tongue. I ate about 3 pounds of cow's tongue that day. My brother.
Well, I happen to love tongue. It's very, very rich in cholesterol. I have it a few times a year. I eat it in a Basque restaurant. the Italians serve it. It's called La Lingua. There used to be an Italian restaurant in North Beach that's long gone. Little Joe's. He's dead.
Right.
But in the early days, there was a chef, a big Italian guy with a mustache, like from the old world. The place used to be packed. And if I went in and I'd sit at the counter and I'd order tongue, he'd always go like this. He pointed his tongue to the entire restaurant, and he'd yell out, La Lingua, La Lingua. It was just a little thing, but those were the days here in the city when things were a little lighter. So your mixed religion story is one of pleasantry. There was no hostility. The only difference here is that you said your grandfather couldn't marry your grandmother? Is that what it was?
Oh, we called him our Uncle Joe, and his mother forbid on her deathbed him to marry my grandmother. So, yeah,
okay, so the grandmother was Jewish and he was Christian, but they loved each other and lived together for 30 years.
Well, he was Jewish, she was Christian. They loved each other and were together for many years, but never married due to his wife, his mom.
Well, but they enjoyed each other. That's the main thing. Well, I appreciate that story. It's very touching. Thank you very much. That opens up a line at 855-407-2282. If you care to come before Dr. Savage and confess your hidden intermarriage secrets tonight on the Savage Nation, I think it's as good a topic as Heinz ketchup being sold to Warren Buffet. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe-like repair, safe-like replace.
Julian with Safe-Lite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe-Lite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLite emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
KSFO traffic, Upper Deck, Bay Bridge, Treasure Island, and accidents off to the right side. Traffic is sluggish, though, from the Cantilever section into San Francisco. Northbound 101, still slow, 280 to the lower deck. Nimitz Freeway, southbound 880 at 92, had a crash blocking. It's off to the right shoulder. Traffic backed up almost to 238. Northbound 880, slow and going stretches between 237 and 238. Still slow, top of the bay, eastbound 37, Petaluma River Bridge to 121. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
See, we put words to the Jackass theme. The words kind of sounded like the teacher in all the Charlie Brown movies. Melody, chime in. Chime in, Melody.
Come on, Mel.
Come on, Mel. Do it.
Wah, wah, wah.
And yes, we are that cool in real life.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz.
For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get fixed-rate loans at the incredibly low rate of only 2.875% APR. That's a fixed-rate loan at just 2.875%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a fixed-rate loan at a rate of only 2.875% APR. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200. Rates subject to change. All offers subject to credit approval based on $417,000 loan amount. IntelliLoan is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 3290.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Call now. 800-489-6410. 800-489-6410.
Grab your sea legs for an exciting visit to Aquarium of the Bay at Fisherman's Wharf. See sharks, jellies, rays, and hundreds more. SweetJack.com's nabbed half off.
Oh, Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mike, you can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Well, a tax break. And now it's on the top of the Drudge Report. It's smart. If you were Mark Zuckerberg and you could wear an undershirt and your company could be invited to the White House and you could have a president who just bold-faced lies to the American people about paying your fair share while all of the people who march in and out of the White House, like Zuckerberg, apparently pay no income tax, even though Facebook reported a $1.1 billion in pre-tax profits from U.S. ops in 2012, it will pay zero federal and state taxes. And wait, it's even going to get a federal tax refund of $429 million. But they're not alone. Oh, no. GE has the same benefit. There are other companies, too. Bank of America has the same benefit. It's good to be a liberal invited to the White House. There are many benefits. It's good to talk about paying your fair share and not pay it. It's even better to talk about anything the president wants you to talk about, because that's the way you get away with literal murder. WABC Joe, you're on the Savage Nation on the mixed religion, mixed race topic. I like that topic, Joe. Tell us your story.
All right. I'm from Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Good.
I'm of a mixed marriage, West Side Story, Sicilian and Polish.
Wow. That was an odd one. There were a lot of Sicilian and Irish marriages, weren't there?
A lot of Sicilian, Irish. But my wife was smart enough to marry the Polish guy.
Stop it. Don't do that. There are a lot of Irish listeners. That was fast. I can tell you from one of my favorite authors' hometown and the area that he grew up in. You know who I'm talking about because I played him on the show. Henry Miller was from Greenpoint, wasn't he?
I don't know because that sounded like a name that wasn't Irish, Italian, or Polish.
No, but he was smart and a great writer. So how did that work out, Joe? Did they get along, or was there constant sparks flying?
Let me tell you this. The woman, my mother-in-law, was the sweetest person in the world. And when the four kids would come into the house, she would have the meatballs already waiting for her, for them. And they would jump onto the table and start eating all the meatballs. As far as I was concerned, I would be a dummy to have any kind of trouble because I would have my veal cutlet parmesan, I would have my spaghetti, And do you think I was going to say anything? Oh, no.
Very good. No, the food is a very, very important binding agent in all cultures. In fact, more and more people tell me the same story. You know, food from the point of view of anthropology. See, we only look upon food as a nutrient source. But I happen to know, as a trained anthropologist, that food carries more than mere nutrients. Food carries entire cultures. And that's what people are drawn together by. It's not just the food and the calories and the protein and the vitamins. It's what the food signifies in terms of the cultural value, so to speak. And that's what you just expressed, Joe.
Well,
so that's beautiful. That's a beautiful story. Thanks for the call. 855-400-7282. I don't know if you want to talk about it. I think it's a very interesting story because no one talks about it. I mean, what are you going to say about Mark Zuckerberg not Facebook paying no taxes? You expect honesty from the Obama administration? You expect honesty from a corporation that says pay your fair share of taxes when they don't? We're living in the most cynical, deceitful world in the history of the world. This country has never had more cynicism, never, and more deceit coming out of the government than it does right now. Pay your fair share. We've got to tighten our belts. Let's see, I'll go golfing in Florida. I'll take a contingent of 200 Secret Service agents and fly in Air Force One. But my wife, Michelle, is not coming with me. She wants to go skiing with the girls. She'll fly in Air Force Two with another contingent of Secret Service agents and bulletproof cars and God knows what else. They'll all have to be put up in hotels in Florida, then up in Aspen. But hey, pay your fair share. Pay a little bit more so I can continue to golf and hire pros at $1,000 an hour. Yep, sure, it's a wonderful time to be in America, isn't it? The honesty and transparency coming out of the Obama administration is something that will go down in the history books. It is the Savage Nation. If you care to talk not about politics, but about your mixed marriage memories, 855-400-7282, from anywhere in the United States of America. We have one open line. But as again, I got to tell you, it's not just Zuckerberg in the undershirt who got away with this. No, it was General Electric. It was Bank of America. It was so many other corporations. And they all are tax wizards. Why? It's easy to be a tax wizard if you're a friend of Obama's. Just make sure that you kick up to the top, and you wind up laughing all the way to the Swiss bank account. It is the Savage Nation. I mean, I put out maybe 12 political stories for you. And I'm not going to repeat them. You can get them on many websites, including michaelsavage.com. But then I stumbled upon, I would say a human interest story because it came from, you know, my real life. I was washing my car today, trying to get the rubber off the wheel of another car that I ran into. One of my cars ran into the other, meaning I drove one car into the other in the garage. My friend came over and he told me this story. He's half Korean, half Irish. And he said that at every family reunion, he was very uncomfortable for his mother. She is Korean. And his dad's side of the family are all Irish. Every time they would go to visit the family, who were almost all the Irish part of the family, they would bend over to the mother and speak extra loud and slow and say, "We are having roast beef and potatoes tonight. Is there anything special we can make for you?" And what do your this is what cracked me up. "What do your people eat this time of year?" Dan told me. Looking back, I mean, these comments were very uncomfortable for him. He said that's why he had to learn a martial art. He said, but it happened every year like clockwork. And it made me think of some times in my own family where someone was not of our religion. She married into the family, the sweetest person on earth. She was like a church mouse, never opened the mouth. My family, big mouths, hand gestures, yelling, screaming. And this poor woman just sat there quietly, never said a word. And everyone, like, catered to her in a certain way. They would almost ask her the same thing. "What would you like to eat tonight?" I started to laugh hysterically. And I said, "Look, this must be going on all over the country because America's become like this today, which is in a certain way beautiful. And I'd like to ask you, if you have a mixed race or mixed religious family, Are there any stories that you'd like to share on the show tonight? It's Friday night. I don't think people want to get too heavily into the political stories, although you can because it's an open mic to mic topic. And 855-400-7282 has one open line for you right now. Let's go to Johan, in Miami, Florida. Johan, welcome to the Savage Nation. So what's your family story?
I'm Bennis Riley. I'm a Hindu. I'm a mixed blood from India. And my father is Jewish in India. And apparently the story is that the Romans kicked him out of Romania or whatever, the Roman Empire, and they fled to India.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about in ancestral times, because there's a very large Jewish community in India, isn't there, going back 1,000 years?
Yes, in Cochin there is.
Cochin. I have friends who've been there who've told me that there's a thriving Jewish community in Cochin, India, exactly as you're saying. So your father's from Cochin?
Yeah. Well, the ancestors came there, and that's where the family was there. And then I guess they married, but he's not sure whether there may be some Baghdadi Jews that came from
Iraq, of course. So yes. Okay, so your mom is Hindu?
Yes, my mother is from Gujarat.
So how does that work out? Because if your father is from Cochin, India, although he's of Jewish ancestry, he's more Indian than he is Jewish at that point, isn't he?
And when I went to, he took me to Cochin, and it was...
No, but I'm saying your father, being in India, a family from India, he'd be more like it from India than having any Jewish connection at all, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
All right. Well, that's an interesting story. I don't see any conflict there. There's no tension in that marriage in the sense that because the cultures were, in that sense, merged. The cultures were merged, so the religion had almost no bearing on it. Nicolette in Tallahassee, Florida, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Hi. So when I was in high school, during Obama's first election, I had a boyfriend. He was half Italian, half Jewish, and I'm half Nigerian, half African-American. So the first time I went over to meet his parents for dinner, they, like, bombarded me with questions about, like, how I felt about Obama being elected. Like, isn't he, like, a great, you know, thing for African-Americans? And they asked me tons of questions about being African. Like, in Africa, do they have, like, big cities like New York and stuff like that? And I just had, like, tons of questions. Just like,
I'm sorry for laughing. So, in other words, because you're of African origin, they assumed you would love Obama?
Yeah, and I did not. Well, at that time, I did. Like, the first, like, 3 months after he was, after he became the Democratic nominee, I was for him. But then I started researching more, and I wasn't so much for Obama, but they expected me to be. And I'm from Arizona, so it's, like, a really liberal place. And, like, yeah. I was shocked when I was hesitant to say, like, I liked Obama because I didn't like him. And it was just so funny.
So did you feel uncomfortable having to pretend you liked Obama in order to fulfill their fantasy?
No, I didn't do it.
I said, you didn't. You see, here's the thing about Obama, just to get into that for a minute. Let's put aside the racial element of Obama. If you were to strip away the issue of race, he's just a corrupt politician like the worst of them. That's what it comes down to. He says one thing and he does another. He talks about pay your fair share, and you find out that the cronies he has in the White House don't pay their share at all. So how could anyone have respect for this guy?
Because people don't research stuff. Like, I think Americans are suffering from some, like, hypnosis. Like, if you think too much, you might get in trouble. They just...
Yeah. Oh, I was told that my whole life, Nicole, which is that don't think so much, you'll get in trouble. And they're absolutely right. It's gotten me in trouble my entire life. That's why I'm on talk radio. It's the last refuge of those who think too much.
Exactly.
Nicole, you know, it's Friday night, and it's late on the East Coast. It's like 10, 12 minutes after 10, and you're not only listening to talk radio, but you're interacting with it. And there's a reason for it. It's because you have an active mind, and you have probably, this is as good a place as any to exercise your thoughts. Is that right?
Of course. Like, you have to. You have to keep, like, feeding your mind with intellect, because if you don't...
Yeah, what you do is you become an ordinary American, and you wind up not thinking at all because you find thinking a little too stressful. You know what? Let me send you the first gift tonight, which is a copy of my new novel. I know you'll love it, A Time for War. I've got a few more to give out, and I'll continue to do it. That's a beautiful call in a certain way because it's not an expected call. The phone number here is, and it's an open line now at 855-497-2822. Political stories are welcome, and if you have an inter- or mixed-race story to tell, you could see they're going in a little different direction than the one I told you about, the Korean-Irish story. It's a very different... It's a different direction that the show is going, and I don't know where it's going to wind up. So let's go back up to New York City where there's a lot of passion. WABC Mark, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, the last time I called, interesting, you did the thing about if you're angry, you get angry, you actually live longer. I don't know if you remember that. We're talking about the meatballs, throwing around meatballs, that kind of stuff. But in any event, my story is about my marriage that I had. I'm of Italian descent, and my wife was of Puerto Rican / Spanish, you know, of descent. And we definitely, each of us, had a lot of passion in the marriage. And I actually became a two-edged sword, unfortunately, and it didn't work out. But
what do you mean? Because you're both yelling at the same time?
Yeah, sometimes yelling. You know, just sometimes we're both very, very passionate. We both went our own way, both stubborn. You know, both...
No, look, if you're both alphas, it's impossible to get along. Two alphas in the same cage, generally you're in conflict all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a very interesting story unto itself, which is how does an alpha female get along with an alpha male other than suppressing her alpha nature and hiding it and almost becoming submissive when she isn't, which turns her in a way into somewhat of a deceitful being. Unless it's a, you see, there are cultures that will teach a woman how to take her alpha nature and not hide it, but submerge it in such a way that it actually comes out stronger. That requires a whole cultural discussion, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think also.
But in America, all it is screaming and yelling. I mean, most people don't want to suppress their nature or their brains at all. And who can blame anybody? Who wants to suppress their mind in our day and age? Look, you know, someone I knew once wrote a statement, everyone's a star behind their car here in San Francisco. It was a simple statement. I didn't know what she meant. Everyone's a star behind their car. It was a cafe line. And what did it mean? It meant that when someone's driving, you ever see how people look in cars as you go by? Everyone does. We all look at each other, right? And everyone thinks they're a Hollywood star in their car as they drive by. Or everyone has an attitude. They take on an attitude. If they drive a Prius, they're superior to you because they're for the environment. If they have a sports car, they're sportier than you because they have a Ferrari. And so forth and so on. So everybody puts on a persona that goes along with their car generally. The guy in the pickup truck with the leaf blowers, his act is that of a hard laborer going home for a couple of beers, whatever. But Shakespeare said it, all the world's a stage and I'm just an actor upon it. So everyone's a star behind their car. So it's very hard within a relationship, in essence, not to be a star. I mean, you get into a family situation. Who wants to suppress themselves for the next person? Certainly not me. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week fun and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
There are a lot of great-looking new cars for sale now. And if you're thinking about buying one, it probably means you want to get rid of that not-so-great-looking old car cluttering up your garage or squatting at the curb. Don't go through one ad heck. Go to the phone and dial 800-321-3023. 7 days a week, live operators are available to help you donate your old car to the Cancer Fund of America. We do all the DMV and smog paperwork. We even pick up your car, running or not in most cases. What could be easier? And you'll be eligible for a charitable tax deduction besides having the satisfaction of knowing that your old wheels are helping the Cancer Fund help thousands of people. So call 800-321-3023. That's 800-321-3023. We take cars, vans, trucks, RVs, and Batmobiles. 800-321-3023. And thanks. From all of us at the Cancer Fund of America.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We are now well into 2013, and the economic policies are what they are. The big question is, how are they going to affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and somehow 2013 is going to cost us all more money. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustments do you make? What's your game plan? One guy who can help is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor. How well prepared are you in your investments as the government reaches deeper in your pocket? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci is not obligated to any particular type of investments. He'll do what's best for you. Call him for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci on the web at don'tinvestandforget.com.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thirsty Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
See, here's the magic of talk radio. We've gone from politics to culture, religion, the conflict, the humor between races and religions, which is a topic that absolutely must be talked about and really isn't. People are afraid of it. They're afraid to say something that will offend. I don't know what's offensive about talking about intermarriages. I think it's very interesting, by the way. I've always been interested in cultures and religion, anthropology. And I think this is a great topic. But before we go to your calls, and I'm getting some great ones now, they're actually getting better. People are calling in from around the country with some amazing calls. I just got an email back from my accountant, and I sent the Facebook paid no taxes story. Listen to what he said to me. He's one of the top guys in the country. I said, oh, look at these tax wizards, meaning why am I paying so much? Look what he said. He said, interesting article, but they're failing to mention that individuals who received options had to pick up options as income and were then taxed at individual income tax rates. He said, so Facebook got the deduction, and employees pay tax on it. Only half of the story was reported, unfortunately. This actually got the USA government more dollars because the Facebook deduction was at 35%, while employees' executives' reported income was taxed at 39.6%. So you see, there's always more to a story than meets the headline, and I'm glad that I got the answer right away because I don't feel quite as ripped off as I did when I read it. You know, I don't have, like, why am I paying so much? You know, like, it's crazy. It's getting crazy here in California. It's criminal. Just, this is a criminal. Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, where does it stop? So let's go back to the intermarriage story here on the Savage Nation. Remember, the show's heard on 180 stations. It's not a local show. God bless local shows, but it's not. It's 180 and growing. Biggest stations in the country. Let's go to Washington, D.C. on WMAL. Brandy, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
How you doing? Yeah, I grew up in Minnesota. I hardly knew any Jewish people at all. I think I knew two. And then I moved down to Washington. I totally fell in love with this woman. And the first thing she called and she told her mom, I'm in love. I think we're going to get married. The first thing her mother said was, is he an anti-Semite?
About you, right?
Yeah.
The truth is that minority religions always look upon suspicion at the majority individual as though they're out to get them. That's an unfortunate truth. And most most minority religions or races are rather clannish and defensive and look upon the outside world as aggressive and to be looked upon with suspicion. Isn't that true?
Yeah, I mean, I never saw anything like that, and it was her and her friends, and I mean, they're just protective. They're just real protective, and I'd never seen quite that kind of protective.
Well, were they educated people or not educated people, meaning formal education?
Oh, they were very educated, all of them.
Oh, that's very interesting. That's a very interesting comment, because usually with education
smart,
comes...
But they were New York.
Yeah, very clannish and very superior, very big attitude of being better than everybody on top of it all.
They were very wealthy, and that was just, like I say, that was a tough nut to crack.
Well, so you were the Christian, right?
Yep.
And how did that work out? Are you still married?
No, it was just too hard with the kids. Everything came first. But, I mean, like you say, they're clannish. But it was impressive because they were just so protective and took care of their own and took care of their family and all that sort of thing. And
Brandy, I don't hear any bitterness in anything you're saying. There's no bitterness in what you're saying. You almost respect them for it, don't you?
Well, I respect that part of it. It was, you know, the rest of it, you know. I mean, what are you going to do? You know,
nothing. No, you can't do it. So where are the kids now? Who's raising them?
The culture.
But, Brandy, who's raising your children now?
I have children from another family. They're all older. They're 30 and 35.
So this is a long time ago. Very interesting. Well, thanks for sharing that story on the Savage Nation. Here's a great one coming up out of left field. You ready? The Left Coast, Left Field, KSFO. Mark, your story sounds interesting. Go ahead, fire away.
Hey, Dr. Savage, your show tonight has been wildly entertaining and just absolutely a breath of fresh air. And
thank you.
Add to the show, basically. My family, we're all Christian. You know, we come from a Christian background. My oldest uncle on my mother's side, he actually married a Muslim woman. And in Islam, it's pretty much forbidden to actually, marry a Christian. So the family put so much pressure on the woman that, you know, her choices were either to be ostracized from her family or killed by her community, or she could fake her own death.
And oh, my God. How's that for a tolerant background?
You know what I'm saying?
What good is a religion that teaches hate and division? Can you explain that to me? I always thought, when I was a kid, if someone said they were religious, I thought it taught love thy neighbor as thyself, and all religions taught the same thing. Little did I know that there were exceptions to the rule. Little did I know that there were religions that looked upon the rest of the world as, well, let us say, less than human.
terrible.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, let's be clear. I have something to ask everyone listening out there, a simple question. Do you hide your teeth when you smile? Are your teeth yellow or stained, making you feel embarrassed? Yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. And whitening toothpaste just don't make those ugly stains go away. That's why you should try Power Swabs. It's the first tooth whitening system that lifts stains off of your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret? A tooth detergent that dissolves stains on your teeth. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth, veneers, bonding, caps, and crowns. Power Swabs guarantees your teeth will be an average of 6 shades whiter in 7 days, just in time for Valentine's. So call for your 5-minute solution to whiter teeth. Call 1-800-976-5403. 1-800-976-5403. Start showing off your white teeth and smiling more.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A standoff at Shattuck and Alcatraz in Oakland is over. Police stormed a housing complex tonight looking for suspects in an earlier shooting. The suspects were not there. A Fairfield man accused of killing a cop could get a death sentence. Solano County prosecutors today announced they would seek capital punishment for the man convicted of killing a Vallejo police officer in 2011. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 880 Stevens Creek have a crash. Injuries involved. Looks like the right lane is blocked. Traffic slow back onto 17. Have a stall on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Cantilever section. Looks like the second lane from the right is blocked. Still sluggish trying to get into San Francisco. In fact, that stall has things backed up to the metering lights right now. Still slow out of San Francisco. Northbound 101 from 280 to the lower deck. Nimitz Freeway still very slow and go. Northbound 880 and stretches between Dakota and 238. I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take Extreme Green Coffee Bean before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-964-6729. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-964-6729. Some conditions apply. 888-964-6729. 888-964-6729.
Jim Twitchell's a senior master technician with Ford. He was just explaining that the older the vehicle gets, the more attention it needs.
Just like me and you, Mike.
The over 50 club, right?
Actually, I'm only 45.
Good for you.
But at 50,000 miles, there's a lot of things you do need to look at. Struts, shocks, brakes, tires.
Over time, things wear out.
Exactly.
The works. An oil change and more. $39.95 or less minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating California Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 3/31/13.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thirsty Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
We are talking, in essence, about, I would say, intermarriage in America, to make it very simplistic. And people are calling with their stories of, let us say, the uncomfortability factor or the comfortable factor or the pleasantries or the not pleasantries. What's interesting to me is part of my background, educationally speaking, is before my doctorate and before my second master's degree, I had a degree in medical anthropology, and I spent many years studying just cultures, let's put it to you that way. I'm especially interested in folk medicines and foods of different cultures. And what's intriguing to me is that in many parts of the world, there's no prejudice against minorities. In many parts of the world, there's hatred and murder against the outsider. And one of the greatest examples of assimilation and cultural acceptance is in India, incidentally, which is why I've always gotten along, I suppose, with Indian people. They're about the most, strangely enough, the most accepting people on the planet. It's an interesting observation. You may or may not agree with me, but I'm going to give you an example. The history of Jews in India reaches back to ancient times, as we said in the last hour. You can just Google it and see what I'm talking about. But unlike in many, many, many cases in the world, Jews picked on throughout the world have historically lived in India without any instances of anti-Semitism from the local majority populace, with the exception of Jews being persecuted when the Portuguese controlled Goa, which is a very interesting story unto itself. The Portuguese control of Goa for several hundred years produced a very interesting Goa Indian cuisine, which has spices from Portugal and whatnot. But the Portuguese brought the Middle East, the middle-aged crusade mentality to India and persecuted the Jews. But if you look at it, you see that the Jews were amongst the first foreign religions arriving in India in recorded history. And they assimilated into many of the local traditions through cultural diffusion. And those are the operational words that we should be focusing on tonight, because America's a relatively young country, as we know. We may sometimes think it's very old, but it's very young, and we forget that. But let's hope this country can survive the corruption that it's living through in modern times, the political corruption that we're living through. Let us hope that the system itself can rid itself of these corrupt individuals and somehow throw off the corruption and once again thrive. I don't know how that might happen, but let's say it can. You know, the hope for the country would be cultural diffusion. Because right now, I mean, you talk about a melting pot. Yeah, at the beginning of the 1900s, you had immigrants accounting for about 10-12% of the population. Right now, with the illegals, it's higher than that, much higher than that. And whether or not there will be cultural diffusion is a matter of, let us say, some question in some ways. Some cultures assimilate better than others. Some cultures are more accepting of the foreigner than others. In some parts of the world, they kill the outsider. In some religions of the world, they hate and teach hatred. Fortunately, that's not part of the American tradition. It does occur, obviously, but it's not part and parcel of the culture of America, despite what the radical left would tell you. This is the most accepting country on earth, which is why most cultures, most people of most cultures want to come here. In plain English, listen to what I just said to you. If the left was right, most people wouldn't want to come here from the third world. But of course, they're liars. They just want to undermine and divide the country, which is why most people from the third world are clamoring to get into this country. And remember that. Never forget that. It's the most accepting nation on the planet. So let's go back to the callers on the intermarriage stories, which I think are, on a personal note, a little more interesting. KKOH in Reno, Nevada, the great flamethrower station. We don't hear enough out of Reno. I happen to love Reno, by the way. Reno, Nevada. David, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, one of the most intelligent human beings I ever heard in my life. Just thought I'd...
naturally, you made my day despite my neck ache, back ache, and leg ache, and wrecking three cars yesterday. Thank you for the compliment.
Well, what I wanted to tell you was I'm a hardcore Italian family, and we have a Filipino wife in the family, and she happened to mistakenly bring up the Pope yesterday at a Valentine's Day gathering with the family, and she said that the Pope was had to be by the Italian government. He was told to leave the church for child abuse and money thievery, and she said she saw it on a website, and it really upset my mother because my mother's really hardcore Italian Catholic.
Well, first of all, it's false. I mean, the web certainly has had its problems and its irregularities. And hey, look, I'm so sick and tired of double talk from our politicians. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt and shrinking dollar?
Well, Michael, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Where'd you learn so much about money, young lady?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take this child's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. For the simple truth, I'm Michael Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
The best damn morning show, period.
See, we put words to the Jackass theme. The words kind of sounded like the teacher in all the Charlie Brown movies. Melody, chime in. Chime in, Melody.
Come on, Mel.
Come on, Mel. Do it.
Wah, wah, wah.
And yes, we are that cool in real life.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
At Cache Creek Casino Resort, we know how to treat you with bonus play, giveaways, special invitations, and plenty of perks. And now we're giving out something extra to everyone who signs up for Cash Club. All new members will receive $25 on their Cash Club card. It's the free and easy way to find what you'll love about Cache Creek. Are you a foodie? Then use your points in one of our delectable restaurants. In the mood to relax? Use the points at the spa. If a day on the links is your thing, then use them at Yochidihi, Cache Creek's championship golf course. The rooms are fair game, and so is anything in our gift shop. Best of all, you can use that $25 at our mini mart to gas up your car, which means the drive to Cache Creek is on us. Join Cash Club today. It's free and easy to sign up. And right now, we're giving new members a $25 credit. Only at Cash Creek. Play the best. Close to home.
Since the dawn of time, three tools have shaped human history. Fire, big sharp rocks, and iHeartRadio.
and Wildfire and Big Sharp Rocks are nice, only iHeartRadio allows you to stay connected with over 1,500 live radio stations from across the country. Let's see a rock do that.
The dawn of a new era.
Experience the life-altering iHeartRadio app completely free.
I give you the future.
Online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you're a homeowner looking to refinance and don't know your Freddie from your Fannie, don't worry. That's our job. At IntelliLoan, we practice intelligent lending, so we've got your Fannie covered. I'm Daryl Preach, president of IntelliLoan, where we do things smarter. Right now, you can have a fixed-rate loan at just 2.875% APR. I'll say it again, 2.875%. And if rates drop in the next 3 years, we'll refinance your loan at our expense. No matter how things change, at IntelliLoan, we always strive to get you the best deal possible. Plus, we'll beat any competitor's deal, or we'll give you $500 cash. You can't lose with IntelliLoan's low rate promise that if rates drop in the next 3 years, we'll redo your loan at our expense. Call now to get a fixed rate loan at just 2.875% APR. That's right, 2.875%. 800-881-5400. That's 800-881-5400. 800-881-5400. IntelliLoan. Borrow smart.
Rates subject to change. All offers subject to credit approval based on $417,000 loan amount. IntelliLoan is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 3290.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. KSFO.
Yes, he's not there. Let us go to the next topic. Reno, Nevada. Bobby has another story out of KKOH. Go ahead, Bobby. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
This is a great job, great subject tonight. You're really speaking to the borders, language, and culture, which is, of course, what inspired me to call.
Huh. That's interesting. See, it's not so far afield from the theme of my entire show of borders, language, and culture, because this is a piece of the culture of America today, which is the assimilation element. And many of us have nothing against immigrants because we all are children of immigrants or grandchildren of such. The problem here is that there's almost no assimilation going on, especially with many folks from the Middle East and many folks from south of the border. They refuse to assimilate. What they want to do is dominate, not assimilate. That's the rub here, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, the only reason I can speak with any authority to this is because I was a soldier on the border. However, you're really dancing around the lie of multiculturalism. I mean, multiculturalism is what brought us the London bombings, for instance.
Well, multiculturalism is not all negative, is it?
Well, here's where I'm going with it. In other words, these peoples, there's not millions of people heading to Russia, and there's not millions of people to head in China. They're heading to places like Canada, Australia, and the United States of America, because I think it's the only place they feel they're going to get a fair shake. But when they come into these countries outside of ours, I think they kind of tend to migrate towards their culture. And
yeah, okay, so let me ask you something. Have you eaten in a Chinese restaurant in the last year?
Say again?
Have you eaten in a Chinese restaurant any time in the last year?
Well, that's kind of the funny part. I'm married to a Filipino lady, so I grew up...
All right, so then you are indulging in multiculturalism. If you've eaten an Italian meal and you're not Italian, isn't that an indulgence in multiculturalism?
Well, I think maybe I'm expressing it incorrectly.
No, but listen, what I'm saying is, if you're what are you eating? In you're eating with the pilgrims, then you're eating American food. But the pilgrims weren't even eating American food. They were eating New North American food. So every time you eat any meal in America, in essence, you're indulging in multiculturalism. Thank you very much for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Have you been waiting to sell your home? The Monterey Bay Area needs more homes for sale. So list your home now and prosper. Low rates mean higher prices. Low inventory means motivated buyers. Hire me, Beach Area Specialist Rain Jordan, to sell your home. Ask me how I get high sale prices and multiple offers for my sellers. Connect with me today at 831-457-5505 or online at BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. Or maybe you've dreamed of a home at the beach. Make your move now before rates increase. Hire me, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, to help you buy that dream home. Ask me about my record of negotiating deals for my buyers as low as 82% of asking price. Get the micro-neighborhood insights and the connections you need. Call me now, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, Keller Williams Realty, 831-457-5505, 831-457-5505.
Only SafeLight, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get six free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I don't know how we stumbled into this. I mean, all I did was tell a story about washing my car, and my half-Korean, half-Irish friend told me about his mother's uncomfortable status in the family, where they people would say to her, what do your people eat this time of year, which I thought was funny. I mean, you know, maybe in the morning it was funny, and now it isn't. I thought it'd be a good show topic, but truthfully, as it evolved, it's a good show topic because people are interested in it. I'll tell you why. Because as America becomes increasingly overwhelmed by so many forces, and as particularly by the immigration forces, forces of immigration, there is increasing intermarriage. And with intermarriage, there is both a blending and also division. And people don't talk about it. You can't just sweep it under the rug. I guess you can. But you know, the talk radio can touch on any topic, and it's a topic I'm interested in being, as part of my background, being in cultural anthropology. You know, I've lived in villages. Don't sweep it aside as no big deal, because I was living in villages as the only white man in an all-black village for a long period of time in the Fiji Islands, and I got along with people in strange cultures. How? I didn't speak Fijian particularly. How did they come to trust me and share their folk medicine with me? How did I come to write books on Fijian and Tongan medicine? Because I have an ability to blend in with very strange environments. And I think this ability to talk to strangers, even though I don't know their language, is an innate gift. And I know where I got it from, by the way, if you want me to start it to wander altogether. I got it from my silent brother. I had a brother who was unable to talk, unable to see. He was born deaf and he was born blind and he couldn't talk, and it was a heartbreak. And the whole family told me to stay away from him, don't talk to him. I mean, they were afraid it was catching, I guess. That's the level of ignorance in those days. Don't go near him, don't bother him. And he was stuck in a high chair all alone. Beautiful blue-eyed, blonde-haired boy. I loved him very much. And I would go up and talk to him when nobody was around. I would whistle to my brother, Jerome. And I remember to this day his eyes would light up as I whistled. He knew I was there. And then they would hush me away from him because they thought I was bothering him. But in fact, I learned to communicate with strangers and even with animals through my silent brother. And I thank him for it. You know, I'm very long on in life myself. And I feel I was gifted by this brother. And he never spoke a word to me. And I think him not ever having spoken a word to me spoke more to me than people who spoke in volumes and yelled at me and screamed and tried to tell me jokes. So that's how life is. And by the way, people who have had so-called handicapped children understand exactly what I'm talking about. And I know I'm touching very deeply when I talk about it, because I've had calls like that. Thank you, you've touched me, and I, you know, we have a child who's this or that, and without her or without him, our life would be empty. I understand what you're saying. Unfortunately for my brother, he was born in another time. I mean, he was born in the 40s when such disabilities were considered fatal, and children who were born that way were given away to homes where they could rot and die like in a snake pit, which is what happened to him. It tore the family to shreds, especially my mother, who, you know, went and visited him over the years and would come back just torn to ribbons, because the conditions in these hospitals were something out of another century, because it was another century. And thank God we've evolved as a society where we have learned that, you know, for example, here in the Bay Area, I remember when I got here, there were people in wheelchairs, especially in Berkeley, who, to me, they looked like my brother in terms of lack of mobility, lack of ability to speak. I mean, they were riding around in a wheelchair using their head to move the chair. And I said to myself, you know, what if he were born in this time? I mean, maybe people would have understood that there was a soul inside of that broken body, you know. But you can't go back and change the world. You're talking about a long time ago. So this is how your talk show host learned to talk to you. Where does this gift come from, the ability to talk to millions of strangers every night? Every night, night in, night out. Do you think it's just learned? You can't learn this. This is not a field you can learn. You can talk to people, but you won't touch them. Or you can touch them by not talking to them, too. And so here we are talking to each other, and hopefully I've touched you in some ways. And is there a take-home message from all of this? Yeah, be kind to your strangers, because God only knows who they are or what they are or what they have inside them. You can't judge people at all. You just can't. You just can't judge people in advance. All you can do is prejudge them. Get to know them, then you can decide whether you hate them or not. 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love you. Yes, I do.
Oh, my God, it's Friday and I just turned on the Drudge Report. I can't believe there's an ad for my book, A Time for War. Power, fiction, tinged with terrorism and intrigue, The Washington Times. Read more and order now. St. Mark. Oh, wow. A Time for War on top of Drudge. I'm so happy. Well, let's go to the news. Let's see. Our Presidente and Mrs. Presidente are going on separate vacations. How modern. How modern that is, isn't it? The White House confirms today that President Barack Obama will be vacationing in Florida this weekend. His wife, First Lady Michelle Obama, will be in Colorado. The two daughters will be with Michelle. While the rest of his family will be skiing, Obama will be expected to be hitting the links with golf pros and buddies in Florida. Monday is President's Day. Well, I don't know. Is there a story in that? Must they be together all the time? I don't know. But that's the headline, so I gave it to you on the Savage Nation. It is Friday, February 15th, 2013. As you know by now, a meteor fell in Russia up in the Ural Mountains with the power of an atomic bomb. People thought it was the end of the world. What's interesting to me is that there was a wipeout millennia ago in the very same area of a meteor that actually hit the Earth. It's very intriguing. And for those of us into the end of times stories, this is even more intriguing. Speaking of end of times, how at the end of days? Jesse Jackson Jr.'s days are over. He's in a plea deal which implicates Mrs. Jesse Jackson Jr. Him and the wifey apparently were going to plead guilty to one felon count of misuse of campaign funds. You know, if you plead guilty to one felon count, there's probably a few more. Let's put it to you that way. Finally, members of Congress are demanding that the Fort Hood attack be classified as an act of terrorism as opposed to workplace violence. What a Department of the Army we have, huh? Thousands of fans still worship the police killer, Dorner. Screw them. What else is in the news? Oh, Iceland is considering a pornography ban. I'd like to talk about that. It would become the first Western democracy to attempt to censor the slime and the filth that is killing families around the world. On MichaelSavage.com, Obama Stalin has purged another combat general. In England, a Muslim who beat up his wife is appealing to the Quran. He says the Islamic holy book allows him to beat up his wife. The religion of peace? Oh, goodness. What else? Go to my website. Obama launches Made in America tour at a Canadian-owned auto parts plant. In Africa, the Muslims have beheaded a Christian pastor. They didn't hear that it was a religion of peace. That translation didn't come over to them from the U.S. military and from the State Department. And so the world goes on. Who says all radio hosts are all talk? Kirkus Review says I'm not. I wrote a powerful new thriller called Abuse of Power. Well, the new novel is A Time for War. What's it about? Is China already at war with us? You betcha. Why is the Department of Homeland Security buying 1.5 billion rounds of ammunition in the next 4 or 5 years? 70 million rounds of ammo per year used in the entire Iraq war. What the hell does Janet Napolitano need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition for? Why? Tell me why. Target practice? You don't use hollow point ammunition for target practice. What is it for? The police agencies in this country have enough ammo, as does the military, to defend this nation. So what the hell is the Department of Homeland Security doing buying all of this ammunition? They have one mission, the Department of Homeland Security, don't they? What is that mission? Does anyone know what the mission is? What's Janet Napolitano's mission? Does anyone know what mission creep means? This agency is a nightmare. It's out of control. What does it actually do for you? Oh, once in a while, God bless them. They capture an Islamist about to blow up a bomb, or they plant the bomb on him, and they catch him before he does a real thing. Good for them. I'm all for it. They need 1.6 billion rounds of ammo to do that. They generally don't shoot these lunatics. They usually put an agent in who's one of their brethren, speaks their lingo from one of their superior nations. And before the guy sets off his rocket, he's in a pair of handcuffs on the way to Guantanamo or wherever they send him, right? What do they need 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition? Something's wrong with this picture. Every American should be concerned. Every American should be concerned. Why do they need so many rounds of ammo? And I'd like to know why they're stockpiling all of this ammunition. Do you believe that there should be a congressional investigation as to why Janet Napolitano is stockpiling all of this ammunition? Do you believe there should be an order from Congress to stop the purchases of hollow point ammunition by the Department of Homeland Security immediately? I do. I don't know if you do. 855-400-7282. Sound off. It's your last chance in the day to do so. Also, my new novel, A Time for War, is out. If you have a favorite scene, let me know what it is, and I'll read it on the air. Okay? So let's go to the ammo now. Dominic on WABC, you're first up in this segment on the hollow point story. What do they need it for?
I tell you the truth, it's not for target practice. It's too expensive. When I was on the job, I'm a retired cop from Jersey, and when I was on the job, we used wad cutters, 38 wad cutters, which were much cheaper. NATO outlaws the hollow nose. The only time people use hollow nose bullets is when they go hunting, because they want to take an animal down. It rips when it goes into the skin. It tears everything up inside.
Last year, the request was from ICE, the agency that does nothing to protect our borders other than wave the immigrants across. ICE bought 450 million rounds of 40 caliber duty ammo. Okay, that's duty ammo. 40 million rounds of rifle ammo a year for as many as 5 years for a total bullet buy of 200 million rounds. 176,000 rifle rounds in a separate contract, 25,000 blank rounds. Well, what does Homeland Security need 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point over the next 4 or 5 years? What are they getting ready for is what worries many people who are not conspiracists, but ordinary Americans. It should scare you. Don't you think, Dominic, there's something wrong here?
It definitely is. There's something.
All right. I think so. And I think there should be a congressional order to stop them from purchasing hollow point ammunition. There's another reason they're doing this, which I touched on the other day. So I think that we could do this for a little bit more. We could talk as well about the, I don't know if I want to talk about the cruise ship. There's a bigger story here that's pretty amazing, and it's not a conspiracy theory. They did a recount of votes in Florida, and in every county where Alan West lost, there was like 137-142% turnout against him. Isn't that interesting? I thought during the State of the Union address, Obama had a crippled woman up there in a wheelchair and said she had to wait 6 hours to vote. And yet in these counties, there was 142% turnout, and they all turned against Alan West at the last minute. You think there was voter fraud? Do you think so? No. How could that be?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Imagine reaching your New Year's weight loss goals without having to give up chocolate. What's better than chocolate? Delicious free chocolate. I'm health editor Danica Collins. For years, you've heard about the health benefits of chocolate. Now, for the first time, the health benefits of this mouth-watering treat have been paired with the Beverly Hills Mega Weight Loss System. And during this national introduction, you're getting the chocolate free. This system combines the science of your body's metabolism with a supplement containing natural ingredients proven in clinical studies to help you lose weight. Plus, we'll help you shape up without even stepping into the gym with a twice-a-week, fun, and simple 12-minute fitness program. The new you for the new year starts right now. Why would you wait any longer? Did I mention the free chocolate? This is a weight loss system that you'll love, and to prove it, we'll send you our chocolate free. Call in the next 90 minutes, 800-827-FATLOSS. You only have 90 minutes to get your free chocolate, and then it's gone. 800-827-FATLOSS. 800-827-3285.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safelite emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
Your favorite station really helps you out.
Now it gets better.
Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station and your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com or wherever you grab apps. iHeartRadio.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
If you're driving, texting, checking Facebook, or returning emails and we catch you, you will get a ticket. If you don't kill yourself first, it's not worth it. A message from the California Highway Patrol and the California Office of Traffic Safety.
When was the last time you heard this about a guy on the radio?
There's a lot of money programs and a lot of people. Your advice is excellent. The advice you're giving is practical.
He's live. He's unscripted. He's unrehearsed. He's Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor.
Your comments are the reason why I do this show.
Greg's not trying to sell you a book. He's trying to help you navigate your money.
With all this financial regulation, the little guy's getting screwed.
It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell. Every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
We have beautiful weather here in San Francisco. It's cold and sunny today. I walked on a mountaintop with Teddy, and I just wondered at the beauty of God, frankly, how beautiful the mountaintops can be here. And here we are. Now, on my website, michaelsavage.com, Savage number one in New York City, Yeah. You didn't hear that one? Didn't make it to your local paper or your local radio show? Gee, I wonder why. Never one to back down, Michael Savage is headed to the top. After leaving his previous distributor, going on hiatus, and then joining the best in the business, Cumulus Media Networks, and battling his way back to the airwaves, the numbers don't lie. Michael Savage is the number one rated show on WABC after only 2 months in his time slot in New York City in the coveted demos of Men 21 Plus and Men 35 Plus. Men are excited for the change of pace and Savage's unique style of news, views, and reviews. This is astonishing, says Michael. After all the years of struggle to land on WABC and fulfill my promise to Cumulus, my worldview, I guess, is not so strange after all. The iconic radio host has taken down some of the most serious brands in New York City in only 2 months, topping all of the talkers, music, Spanish, and news stations. His old station is number 21 in New York City. This is just the beginning of Savage's rise to the top of the pack. Are you ready to join the Savage Nation? That's a story I put up there because if I'm not for myself, who will be? Certainly not my wonderful friends in the media. Obama approval sinks to pre-election low. No kidding. Quinnipiac poll, whatever. Why do they have to have a name like that? Why do they have to have a name that nobody can pronounce? You talk about bad branding. Can't they just call it the North Pole or the South Pole? Why is it up to Quinnipiac? What do you mean Quinnipiac? Why not Ipecac poll? Big deal, he sank to a pre-election low like he cares. Obama Incorporated, and there's lots of stories. Overcrowded UK can't take another tide of immigrants. Why not? Take another tide of immigrants. You need them to come in and have 16 children and live on welfare in the United Kingdom to keep the Labour Party happy. There's a lot of other stories, but I don't feel like getting agitated, frankly. I really don't feel like getting agitated today. It's open mic to Mike Friday on the Savage Nation. As you know, this has been a long week for me. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. Let's try that one. It's open mic to Mike. Any topic is fair game. And everyone who clears my call screener will get a copy of my novel, A Time for War, my thrilling novel, where I sort of predict conflict with China. A little more than that. It's a lot more than that. America's under secret attack, by the way, in my novel. And your good friends from China are behind it. Now, you would think that the Washington Post or the New York Times would pick up on this book and say Savage may have something there because the Washington Post and the New York Times were just hacked by the Chinese military who was trying to break into their newsroom and their editor's home computers who were writing articles about the former premier of China whose family made billions of dollars through corrupt contracts. Sound familiar, folks? Corrupt contracting in China? Does it ring a bell in America? Bridges to nowhere, solar companies that don't produce any energy. Let us see, blocking oil pipelines. We have the most corrupt nation in the world right now. I was told by an Iranian friend that even the mullahs of Iran don't have the nerve to steal as much money as our esteemed leaders in this country. That's right. You heard me. We have contracts coming in on bids going 12, 15 times higher than the bid. And he said even the mullahs in Iran don't get more than 2-3 times over the original bid. But that's the way it is here in San Francisco and the rest of the country. It's open mic to Mike. What I'm going to do for you today is, first of all, take your calls. Any topic, really, that you feel like talking about. Let me take some calls. So what I'm going to do for you today is this. What do you want to look at all the callers now? Because I promised a free book. That's the only reason. I mean, let's be clear. You wouldn't have called. You'd rather roll over to another beer, another brandy, and watch Wallbanger. Is he opposite me on TV now? He acts extra excited now to get you hooked in, but you can hear he's on the... His ratings on Fox are dropping like an elevator without a... I'm talking about Wallbanger. You know who he is, the guy who looks like Costello from Abbott and Costello as he gets older. I call him the Wallbanger out of affection for his real profession. And his ratings on Fox have plummeted by 50% and mine have gone through the roof. How do you explain that? How could Fox's ratings be plummeting and mine be rising like a drone? How is it possible? WMAL, Mike, you're the first up from the heart of the monster, WMAL in Washington, D.C.
Mike, welcome back to Washington, buddy.
back, I was on a station nobody could hear unless you paid for it.
You've been on a while. I haven't been able to get in on a call, but let me tell you why I called tonight.
Oh.
The other night I heard you speaking about your competitors and other people in the media. Mikey, when you're a New Yorker, it's very hard to penetrate Washington. The only way you penetrate Washington, not in the media, is you become a politician, and you're not going to be a politician. And all these guys are jealous. And you'll always have the label, you're an ex-New Yorker, whether you lived in San Francisco 50 years or 100 years.
What do you mean? In Washington, they're going to call me an ex-New Yorker, and that's against me?
Well, yeah, these people just don't get over it. You see, they don't even have...
Well, why is that a bad thing? Bloomberg is a current New Yorker, and they love him.
Mike, you're on the other side.
See, here's the thing. Bloomberg doesn't sound like he's from New York. No, Bloomberg sounds like he's from Cleveland, which is probably where he is from.
Connecticut.
I actually sound like I'm from New York because I am. No, doesn't Bloomberg look and sound like he's a vegetable salesman in Cleveland?
No,
Do you think if Bloomberg didn't have the start that he had, he would be where he is today? What's the difference? Leave Bloomberg alone. The guy is a little Napoleon. There's nothing you can do about personality disorders. They can't be cured. But Mike, wait a minute. You're living in Washington D.C. Is that where you're listening to the show?
Yeah, I'm a WMAO.
But what, are you from New York originally? That's the only reason you listen to me, because of the accent?
I got the same accent as you.
Oh, so you're an outsider, so you're reflecting on me now.
He is. You'll always be an outsider, Mike.
I'm not an outsider. I'm an insider. I'm on the inside. How do you explain our rose to these high ratings on WABC in New York? How does that work?
Well, I know why your wallbanger friend is dropping. Remember, he claimed that the architect was the architect. Remember Karl Rove?
I never liked Karl Rove. If you've listened to me for years, that guy gave me the creeps going back. This guy gave me the creeps from day one. I smelled a rat from day one with Karl Rove, and I said it. Look, wallbanger licked Rove's boots. Now, for how many years has he been licking Rove's boots?
Oh, many, many years, Mike.
Years, years. And Fox has had that Benedict Arnold Rove on for years. And now look what they just did. They fired Dick Morris, who called it wrong, but he's a nice guy. And who do they replace him with? Karl Rove Benedict Arnold. Can you believe that?
Well, that's why they dropped
whatever.
Him.
I'm sending you a copy of... do you read novels anymore? Am I wasting the book, or should I send it?
No, I love novels.
You do? What's the last novel you read?
I've been here 1,000 years. It's an Italian book that's translated into English.
Wow. Oh, now we got a real intellectual here. Okay, so let me ask you another question here, now that I got a live one and a literate one on top of it all, an intelligent Italian man. Have you actually read Dante, even in translation? Dante Alighieri, you know who it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? All right, well, I'll send him a time for where I don't want to put him on the spot. That's not fair. All right, just send him the book and that's all. It's not fair. No one knows who Dante is. This is the stages of Hades. A lot of boys who went to Catholic school when there was still an education before they were learning that when they went to Catholic school when there was still an education in Latin, they had to read Dante in Latin. Not anymore. What do they read now? They read Pig Latin now.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Just about an hour ago, a meteor streaked across the Northern California sky, and experts believe it could be a small chunk of the meteoroid that hit Russia yesterday. standoff at Shattuck and Alcatraz in Oakland is over. Police stormed a housing complex tonight looking for suspects in an earlier shooting. The suspects were not there. Mountain View police are warning residents to be on alert for bike riding event tonight. The San Jose Bike Party will also be passing through Sunnyvale and Los Altos. It's expected to take place from 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. Taking a look at the roadways, have an accident northbound 280 at Mariposa. Looks like it's off to the right side. And northbound 680 Bayshore Road in San Benicia, that is, the crash left lane is blocked. Traffic is backing up. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvancedAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend page. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mark Levin and Michael Savage, back to back, weekdays beginning at 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Okay, we know there are rising threat levels from terror groups. Some of them you know, some of them you don't know. Matthew Levitt is a senior fellow and director of the Washington Institute Stein Program on Counterterrorism and Intelligence. He has a new report which shows an increased threat coming from Iran and Hezbollah, as you'd expect. Matthew, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thanks, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, a lot of people are speculating that Iran has become involved in Hezbollah. Is there really any proof, though?
There has been, over the past few years, a sharp increase in attacks by Iran's own Quds Force and by Iran's main proxy, Lebanese Hezbollah. The latest proof is in the findings of a Bulgarian investigation into a bus bombing there last July, in which five Israeli tourists and a Bulgarian bus driver were killed. The Bulgarians have now determined, after six-plus months of investigation, that this was the work of Lebanese Hezbollah, that the operatives were Hezbollah operatives, one with a Canadian passport, one with an Australian passport. They were funded by Hezbollah. At the same time, there is an ongoing case in Cyprus, someone who was arrested in Cyprus just a week before the bombing in Bulgaria last July. That trial is going to be ending soon. This individual is also charged with being a Hezbollah operative. He, too, has a foreign passport. He's a dual Lebanese-Swedish citizen. And just these two cases alone, and there are several others, have put a lot of pressure on the Europeans to consider banning the group and doing more. You now have Hezbollah carrying out attacks within the European Union, recruiting Europeans to do it. This has the Europeans wondering if their refusal to ban Hezbollah in the past has shown them to be soft on the issue.
How about ties between Hezbollah and Al Jazeera, Al Gorzira? Does anything exist on paper?
No, not on paper. Al Jazeera, you know, has a line of its own, editorially, to be clear. They were often a conduit through which Al-Qaeda would get out its videos. But it is not considered a terrorist group. It has, you know, sympathies with all kinds of groups, and I think its main interest is in getting viewers, and so it'll interview anybody for that purpose. There are a few Al Jazeera correspondents who have been tied to extremism personally, but that has all been on the Al-Qaeda side of the equation, the Sunni extremism, not the Iran or Hezbollah side, which is the Shia extremism.
I would assume the knowledge that there's a link between an Iran and Hezbollah is known in the inside the Obama administration. Why did they seem to be buddying up to Iran?
Well, you know, as your audience in the Savage Nation well knows, how you deal with the ongoing problem of Iran's nuclear weapons program, and it is a weapons program, is something that this administration and the previous administration have both been dealing with. The Obama administration has a preference and a predilection for things quiet. They like this shadow war, and that's what we have now, a shadow war with Iran. I find that while they are not as tough as I'd like them to be diplomatically, publicly, and at the negotiating table, that they are, in fact, increasingly difficult, tough, that is, when it comes to the covert side of things. A lot of this is stuff that's been continued from the Bush administration. A lot of it is new stuff that wasn't even done under the Bush administration, from viruses like Stuxnet and Flame that are infecting the centrifuges in Iran, to the defections of IRGC Iranian officials, and to the assassinations of key Iranian scientists tied to their nuclear program, their missile programs, with sticky bombs within Iran proper. So the fact of the matter is, you know, I believe, and I've been in the government several times under Republican and Democratic administrations, first at the FBI and then at Treasury's intelligence shop. I got to tell you, the people who do this for a living day in and day out in counterterrorism and intelligence, they're not Republicans or Democrats, however they vote. They're professionals, and they're very good at what they do.
God forbid Iran and Egypt become allies. What does that do to the threat level globally, given that Obama just sent Egypt advanced F-16 fighters and 400 M1A Abrams tanks, people?
I don't think that does very much to the threat level globally. It has all kinds of other problems diplomatically within the region in terms of Iran's ability to use Egypt as a place to maintain diplomats who may not be diplomats, its ability to increase terrorism targeting Israel. You know, Iran broke off relations with Egypt after Egypt signed a peace treaty with Israel. The two have been at loggerheads ever since. It says something about the nature of extremism in the region when you have the Shia extremists and the Sunni extremists, who traditionally don't have a whole lot of love for each other, coming together.
And how credible is this threat to Israel?
Israel is under immediate threat in terms of the terrorist attacks, not only within the country, but abroad. And we see Hezbollah in particular targeting Israeli tourists worldwide. Again, we had the successful attack last July in Bulgaria, but just 6 months before that, Hezbollah tried to blow up another busload of tourists in Bulgaria on a ski trip. The week before the July bombing in Burgas, Bulgaria, as I mentioned, Hezbollah tried to do a very similar plot in Cyprus. There have been other plots in Turkey and Greece and South Africa and in several other places. Meanwhile, while Hezbollah targets Israeli tourists, Iran is targeting Western diplomats, U.S. diplomats, British diplomats, Israeli, Saudi diplomats worldwide. That is an ongoing threat. In terms of Israel across its borders, Israel is very capable of defending itself, but it not only now has to finish building a security fence along the southern border with Israel, with Egypt, that is, where there have been plenty of infiltrations, but it's now working double overtime to build a similar fence along its border with Syria, given the fact that you have Hezbollah and Iran building up militias that are working with them on the one side of the equation, and al-Qaeda-affiliated groups embedded within the rebels on the other side of that equation. The real bigger issue in terms of an existential threat, because terrorists are terrible and every life is precious, but terrorists do not pose an existential threat to Israel. The real question is whether kind of 40 years now of a relative peace across Israel's borders, if that changes, does Egypt maintain the peace treaty with Israel? Is Jordan the only country with whom Israel has a stable peace? How stable is Jordan domestically? And, of course, Syria is completely ablaze. So Israel is in experiencing an even more complicated and dangerous environment than it usually has. And to its credit, it's been restrained. It's preparing and doing what it has to protect its citizens. But you can imagine this is a stressful time for Israeli leadership.
Does Hezbollah strike you as a well-organized group with a clearly defined structure?
Absolutely. Hezbollah is among the most clearly defined structures there is out there, which makes it all the more frustrating when Europeans or others insist on pretending that there's a distinction to be made between different wings of the organization. Hezbollah's deputy secretary general, the number two person within the entire organization, Naim Qassem, wrote a book on Hezbollah and has said many times publicly as well, there are no distinct wings within our organization. It is all part of the resistance. Resistance is, of course, the term they use for terrorism and other types of militant activity. There is a very clear hierarchy, and the terrorism wing of Hezbollah, the militant wing of Hezbollah, report to the Jihad Council, which reports to the overall consultative council, which runs all of Hezbollah's activities, political, social, militant, and terrorism, all of it.
Well, here's a crazy question. Does Hezbollah operate here domestically in the United States?
There is a domestic threat, but the good news is that we seem to have it under control. That is to say, there are people who support Hezbollah here in the United States, some because they support Hezbollah's terrorism and some who don't believe any of what they consider to be propaganda that Hezbollah engages in terrorism. They just see Hezbollah as a group that sticks up for the Shia of Lebanon, that sticks its finger in Israel's eye, and they support it for those types of reasons. We've also had a whole bunch of cases in the United States of people who are not only fundraising here, but people who came here and had all kinds of militant training. None of them were doing anything here, but in several of these cases that I found in the process of researching my forthcoming book on Hezbollah's global footprint, in several of these cases, FBI determined that if asked, these people could and would have carried out attacks here in the United States. And the FBI has said publicly in the past, they see people here in the United States conducting surveillance here domestically. They believe that that's primarily used as a vetting technique for new recruits, but of course that still does give them the off-the-shelf planning available. And in the event that there is a strike on Iran's nuclear program, I think there's absolutely no doubt that Iran itself, through the Quds Force and through its main proxy, Hezbollah, will strike out with terrorist attacks worldwide, and that could include here in the United States.
Shifting to Iran, how dangerous is the Iranian nuclear program? We know what they want. It's not for electricity.
Iranian leaders have threatened Israel with annihilation, and therefore, if you're an Israeli leader, you have to take that very seriously. The odds are that if they got a nuclear weapon, they would not be looking to use it the very next day, because that would be suicidal. And while the Iranians have a different type of calculus than we have in the West, they are very calculating. I have a greater and more immediate concern, though. First is that this would lead to an arms race in the region. But much more immediately, Iran today is extremely aggressive, whereas we in the West, and not just the United States, and the United States under all kinds of administrations, but the West in general, is risk-averse when it comes to Iran. They are very aggressive, and we see them pushing the limits in all kinds of different ways, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, through these terrorist attacks we've seen worldwide that you and I have been discussing. If that's how they are today, Michael, how would they be if they had a nuclear umbrella? So that would be like Iran on steroids. You wouldn't have to use the actual device. They could simply use their terrorist and conventional tools to be even more aggressive, threatening their neighbors in the region, in the Gulf, the Gulf monarchies, Israel, and the United States and its allies worldwide. That, to me, is the more immediate threat.
Well, what do you see coming in the future? Where does this fight go from here? Are we directly threatened, or is it all hype?
U.S. and allied nations are extremely focused on countering not only the threat from Sunni kind of al-Qaeda terrorism, but now increasingly from Iran, radical Shia Hezbollah terrorism as well. So whereas it used to be, as one official has put it, that the top three things being briefed to senior U.S. officials every day related to terrorism were all al-Qaeda related, now on a daily basis, it's no surprise if one or even two and sometimes three of those threats have to do more with Iran and Hezbollah than it does with al-Qaeda. So this is something that people are supremely focused on, but the fact of the matter is we have a very good sense of their capabilities. You cannot stop every single attack, but we are in a position to be able to counter these things around the world. And again, this revelation in Bulgaria that it is now official. This is not an American finding. It's not an Israeli finding. It's not a British finding. There's no conspiracy here. This is the former Soviet bloc Bulgarians finding that Hezbollah is responsible for the death of one of their citizens and five Israeli citizens who were coming to their country as tourists. And this is extremely, extremely significant.
Matthew Levitt, thanks for joining us today on The Savage Nation. Where can my audience learn more about your work?
It's a pleasure, Michael. Thank you so much. At the Washington Institute, we're focused on this in a very big way. WashingtonInstitute.org has a tremendous amount of material on Hezbollah, on Iran, a whole host of issues focusing on U.S. policy to the Middle East. You can find there my latest study, Hezbollah and the Quds Force in Iran's Shadow War with the West. And in just a few short weeks or months, you'll be able to read my book, Hezbollah, the Global Footprint of Lebanon's Party of God.
1-855-400-7282 to take your calls right here on The Savage Nation. By the way, go to bookstores and check out A Time for War and pray it is not a time for war. I'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And SafeLight emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the real deal. Listen to these product reviews from real Ovation users.
Dear Ovation, my results were unbelievable. My frizzy, curly hair is highlighted and prone to breakage and thinning, probably because of the chemicals used in the highlighting process. Ovation products have solved all my hair problems. My hair is now soft, natural looking, and the breakage is decreased. My hair doesn't get frizzy, even if it's raining and humid outside.
Thanks, Ovation. I didn't think it was possible.
Ovation is perfect. By far the best hair care product I've ever used. Please don't change a thing.
Your hair can be healthy again, guaranteed. Ovation is safe, effective, and easy to use. For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, simply log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory savings.
For thicker, stronger, longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount.
Ovation Cell Therapy is the real deal, guaranteed.
Hawk Talk 560, KSFO.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get fixed-rate loans at the incredibly low rate of only 2.875% APR. That's a fixed-rate loan at just 2.875%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a fixed-rate loan at a rate of only 2.875% APR. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200.
Rates subject to change. All offers subject to credit approval based on $417,000 loan amount. IntelliLoan is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS 3290.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about NewPain.com. Some things don't change. NewPain's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. NewPain's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to NewPain.com. That's N-E-W-P-A-N-E, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows and wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. NewPain will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from NewPain, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. NewPain will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. NewPain is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to NewPain.com or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
On the next morning show, after we popped our corks with outrage on Thursday, we'll cool down with Open Line Friday. Join me, Brian Sussman, and Melanie, and Katie, 5 to 9 on KSFO.
Love, love, love it, darling. Come and go with me. Don't let me be beyond the sea. I need you, darling. So come go with me.
This is a strange night. I could be on the air for 3 minutes or 3 hours, 6 hours tonight. It's one of those nights. I can feel it already. It's coming. I feel like my life flow coming back in. I was like out at sea without a life preserver and a line. My show are the best 3 hours of my day every day. 21 hours, like a desert. Not in bloom, a desert, an arid desert with nothing in it. The world's like a flat for me. Got flat line. The show, 3 hours, I soar. I do fly like an eagle. My friend used to be in that group. He doesn't talk to me anymore, so he can take a hike for all I care. But, okay, we get a short dance in the sun. Every day I get a long dance in the sun for 3 hours on the radio. The minute I hear the music to my show, the minute you call the show, I become energized. It's like half after six. No, that doesn't work. Remember when I used to be on ships? Half after five, we come alive. That doesn't quite work, but here I am. I never get this way on Friday. Usually I love Friday. You know, happy weekend, blah, blah, blah. What weekend? It's a nightmare. It's a void. There's nothing to do. You know what I saw today? I live right next to the water in one of my places, one of my hidden locations. I live 15 feet from the bay. I woke up like 4:35. The birds were making so much noise. The herring are running. And there must have been 10,000 gulls and birds and seals out there. It was an amazing sight. It was like living in an aquarium. You know, I don't need a fish finder. Mankind for 25,000 years was able to fish in the ocean without a fish finder from the radar company. They look where the birds were. I often laugh about it. I go out on my boat. I say, what do you need a fish finder for? There's a flock of birds sitting on the water. That's where the fish are. A fish finder. Anyway, the birds are there because the fish are there. Now, the fish are jumping. The birds are eating. The gulls are eating. And then the seals are gulping. It was like, really, it was like an aquarium. It was gorgeous. But Teddy's getting a little... crazy as he gets older. He keeps wanting to jump in the bay now. I don't know what that is, like a lifeguard gene in the poodle. I got to put a new gate in for him. Did you ever really read Genesis in the Bible? I want to read you the opening to Genesis in the Bible, something that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. Now the earth was unformed and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be savage. And there was savage. And God saw savage, and he saw that it was good. And God divided savage from the others in talk radio. And God called savage light, and he called the other hosts darkness. And there was evening, and there was morning. One day, and God said, hey, this is how it began. This is how it began. This is how it all began. Let me tell you why I just did that. Because I'm not here because of me. I'm not here because of vitamins. I'm not here because of garlic. I'm not here because I bicycled every day of my life since I'm four. It's because you know who, right? Somebody up there likes me, as Rocky Graziano said. There's no other explanation for it. I've had seven near misses since childhood. Cars hit me. Fallen off things, fallen down things. I mean, really, you think about it. And career things happened. I mean, came at me like meteorites that should have wiped me away, but I came back. I just don't understand it. You talk about off, on, off. So there's a reason I'm on the radio that goes beyond simply ratings and goes simply beyond my entertaining you. And you can draw your own conclusions, and that's the end of it. That's all I want to say. There's nothing more to say about it, because I truly believe in destiny and fate at the end of the day. There's no other explanation for it. I'm telling you, there were so many disastrous turns in my career from day one with people trying to undermine me and this and that, and here I am 18 years later. So how long it lasts is how long it lasts. And this is an unscripted show, incidentally. How you listen to me every night on the edge of your seat, would you glued to the radio when you have such choices out there? You could be listening to Republican hacks on Fox News. You could be listening to people on television who read scripts written for them by writers who are 50,000 times more intelligent. Andrew on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, I could be listening to Hannity.
You mean Wallbanger. We only refer to him affectionately as Wallbanger.
When you would say that, I always thought you were referring to a drink like a Harvey Wallbanger.
No, I'm not implying that he imbibes an alcoholic beverage. It's because I believe his true calling is that of putting up drywall. But anyway, what's on your mind?
I don't like those shows because I feel like I'm being shouted out. Like, compared to you, the way that they present it, they rush through it, and it's like they're screaming at
you. Well, I don't look. Look, it's a big world. There's a lot of media outlets. If you just look at the number of radio stations in a big market like New York, I was shocked. I mean, what are there, 70 radio stations in the city? I don't know how many. How do I wind up number one without any promotion? How does that happen? How do people find out about me in the biggest city in America? How does that happen?
Someone up.
I mean, you know, we all hear it. Latino, Hispanic radio is the next thing. Oh, Hispanic. You know where they are in the ratings? Number 11. That's the first one that comes near me. Number 11. All news comes out number 4. I'm talking about men 35 plus and men 21 plus. You could say, well, that doesn't count. Okay, it doesn't count. Fine, I'll take him. I'm sending you a time for war. That's all. Stay in the line.
Savage.